welcome to
The Crash Report! The Crash Report! The Crash Report!
Hello, this is The Crash Report, and my name is Eric.
And I am Sean. Unfortunately, Mike is not here. He's getting vaginal rejuvenation done. No, he's on vacation with his family in California this week. So it's just me and Eric. How are you doing, man?
Pretty good. I've never heard of vaginal rejuvenation.
It's when it's been pounded so hard that it's useless now. It's like throwing a pencil down a hallway. So
I'm so glad we started this episode like this.
It's like this. It's like that.
That noise, please make sure that noise is on the outtakes there.
Absolutely.
I'm good though. I'm good.
Good,
man. I'm living and dying by every moment during this off season with just the crazy all the crazy changes going on. Guys on different teams all of a sudden we have guys on our team that I've never heard of before.
Yeah.
Just trying to take it, you know, one day at a time. I feel like I'm in, like, rehab or something when I say that, but what about you?
Yeah, same, man. It's been a roller coaster right now this off season, trying to rebuild our team. You know, some critics are starting to come out saying John Elway is missing the boat, and I think he's got a solid plan from what I've seen. You know, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's kind of up in the air right now.
Well, this kind of hit me the other day. I didn't realize it. Today's the 5th. We're recording on April 5th. We are 2 months out from winning a Super Bowl.
Wow.
And it seems like yesterday, but yet oh so far away.
Yeah, man. The NFL is definitely one of those what did you do for me today things.
Right. What's your favorite have you had a favorite moment, or what's kind of been a big moment for you this offseason as a Bronco fan?
I'm going to say, I think, obviously the thing we've talked about the most is who our quarterback's going to be.
Right.
But yeah, outside of that, well, I guess we'll get into a little bit of news to start off with. One of the coolest things I saw today, that made me really happy is Wade Phillips got his assistant coach of the year trophy.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So on today, the 5th, he actually received it. I think that was one of my, like, cause he's definitely like, hands down, probably the biggest contributing factor to us winning a Super Bowl last year.
Right.
And so to see him finally get his award, and, you know, a guy who's pretty much, you know, has had a pretty productive and long-filled life in the NFL and football in general, and finally getting his comeuppance is pretty impressive. It's nice to see somebody, like, you know, older, worked really hard in their career and their life, and they're finally getting all their reward for that.
It almost seems like you're trying to, like, make his story, like, sympathize with you.
Yeah, no, I'm hoping someday someday I actually accomplish something.
Right.
So
that's the pinnacle, is like, I want to be like Wade Phillips. I'm going for the Wade Phillips here.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, when we hit 60 and we've been doing this for, like, you know, 30 years.
Right.
We'll win, like, Podcaster of the Year award or something. So, no, I want to be Assistant Podcaster of the Year.
Oh, there you go. There you
go.
That's where the real money is.
That's the real glory, is the assistant.
Well, since we're in the off season, let's talk about some stupid off season news.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a buzz going around that the Raiders might actually end up in Vegas.
Oh, man.
Do you like the idea of an NFL team being in the, like, sports betting capital of the world?
I don't really see an issue with that. That doesn't really bother me. I guess I feel like I've always associated the Raiders with Los Angeles or California.
Yeah.
So I think it's weird. I don't know. And I've met a few people who are, like, actual people who live in Nevada. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a city that would have a need for a football team.
When you think of the Raiders and great NFL players from the Raiders, I know that's, you know, hard to come up with, but what is, like, who is the number one Raider that you think of when you think of great Raiders players?
Oh, man.
I got one for you.
Yeah?
Bo Jackson. He is the ultimate Raider to me.
Okay.
He's, go ahead.
No, I mean, Bo knows best, so.
There you go, yeah. But I think that if the Raiders were to move to Vegas, and I kind of wonder if this is how it was for them when they moved to LA, was them moving, what I want to know, and I guess I kind of research this, is them moving then, is it the same as it now in terms of you're a shitty team? If you move, does this mean that you're not a shitty team? Like, do you shed that history, you know?
Sure. No, I think maybe. I think you have a chance to. People have always looked at the Raiders as like the thugs of the NFL.
Right.
And
right.
I don't think that's really been the case for a long time because they're not intimidating offensively or defensively.
Right.
Maybe their crowd is a little intimidating. But yeah, man, for the most part, I don't really see. They were better last year. They're on an upswing, at least.
Right.
Where that goes, nobody knows. But it was kind of like where the Bears are now. It used to just be where Broncos went to die. So, yeah, man, I don't know.
The Bears are the new
Raiders.
Raiders, yeah.
No.
Yeah. I know we got some Bears friends, so.
Yeah. Bears are the new Raiders. Deal with it. yeah, man. I don't know. Do you think it's going to really make a difference if they move? Do you see it, I don't know, revitalizing the team? They definitely need a new stadium. They need something going for them because their stadium's terrible.
Yeah. You know what it would be like? It would be like the Cubs.
Okay.
People love the Cubs, and they never win.
Sure.
Or how, you know, the Red Sox were years ago, a decade ago. I think that's what it would be. It's like, I think that they're such a storied franchise that I think if they went to Vegas, it would be kind of a rejuvenation, if you will, Sean. Not a vaginal rejuvenation, but a Raider rejuvenation. And I think that they might get some, they would obviously get more fanfare than they, I think they have now. But I don't know if that would necessarily indicate success. Like, that's just not how it works. I mean, the Oilers moved from Houston to Tennessee, and they're still no better. They went to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, man. So the league it's all over the place. It's anybody's game every year, so you never know who's going to win. You know, I mean, Jacksonville, North Carolina, all these teams coming out of the woodworks. It's just it's a crapshoot, man. The Chiefs were good last year, and they've been terrible for a long time. And I don't know if moving is going to help the Raiders, but I think definitely having new facilities would probably help them a lot, and definitely Nevada has a lot of money. Did they say who would potentially own this team? I mean, it was the same owners. Like, is he willing to fork out money, or is the NFL going to build them a stadium? Or
yeah, no, it's still the family, what the fuck is his name? Not Pat Bowlen. The Raiders guy. Because it's not
owned it forever though, right?
Well, the guy died.
Yeah.
Al
Davis.
Al Davis. It's his son. I can't remember his name. Mark Davis. There we go. Mark Davis.
Yeah.
Mark Davis is, I think, just as kooky as his dad. Okay. And so I don't know. I mean, you do make a good point though with the facility thing. I know that Big Al and D-Mac have talked about the lure of a new facility, even for Denver, for that matter. The idea of Mile High being in the middle of Denver is actually kind of a crummy thing because there's nowhere for them to put anything around the stadium. Cool. Like,
oh yeah.
Like where Mile High is, it's nothing there.
Sure. Like, was it the Cowboys? They have their stadium and then they have that huge mm-hmm. practice facility right,
right
next door.
Right. And so there's no possibility of that. And then also, if you they were talking about the Arizona Stadium, and
ooh, yeah.
When you go there, like it's the same thing, practice facilities right there. But then also they basically built all kinds of malls and
yeah.
movie theaters and all kinds of other shit like that around it. And so when you have that, it's a lure to players to come because they know that you're willing to spend money on the facilities and you're willing to spend money on themselves. But I don't know. I mean, with Vegas, God, I mean, that's endless.
Oh, like, yeah. Totally, man.
If like, you're a guy in your early 20s and you're drafted by the Raiders and they're in Vegas.
Oh, man. Can you imagine that's trying to keep a rein on all those guys?
Never. Not going to happen.
Just gonna,
not going to happen.
Every season, you're just going to lose a couple players. Just guarantee it.
Right. Right. So I don't know. I think Roger Goodell probably has some reservations, only because you're dealing with the possibility of, you know, sports betting.
Sure. Yeah. I could see, but I mean, it's such like a, it's such a big business right now that people watch it so meticulously.
Right.
That I don't think it matters that you're betting 500 yards away or 5,000. It's, you know, or miles or whatever. It's still the same thing. You know, people
right.
are going to watch
That's
it.
That's true. That's a good point. And it's, it's basically on the available on the internet now, so.
I would think you'd just have a harder time. I don't know. I don't know what the population of the people, of the amount of people who actually live in Las Vegas is. So
right.
I don't know how hard it would be to actually fill out your stadium. And then you guys still think you got to have a population enough that is going to be willing to become Raiders fans and also purchase all their gear. I know there's tons of Raiders gear. I think the only reason Raiders are still around is because they sell so much merchandise.
Well, and I also wonder, though, too, it's like having them in Vegas would be a lure solely for the fact that it's Vegas, because, I mean, as a Denver fan, how cool would it be to play the Raiders in Vegas and you go and you make like a 5-day excursion of it.
Totally.
Take a bunch of money, you know, blow it all, I guess. And then you have a football game to go to as well. I mean, I think about that. If you're a guy getting married during the football season,
oh my gosh, right?
And for some reason the Broncos play the Raiders just weeks before your wedding, there's your bachelor party.
We play the Raiders like every season. We play them like 5 times.
It feels like 5 times. Yeah. It seriously does.
So yeah, man, that would actually be pretty awesome. You got a good point there. I guess that you would get a lot of traffic. And, you know, Colorado's so close. That makes sense.
You could even drive out there if you really wanted to.
Yeah, not to mention all the other teams that are playing there. It's an excuse for other people to fly in. And you know for sure, like, I fly to whatever. Like, I go see a Kansas game. I'm probably not going to hang around a couple extra days. But if I fly into a Raiders game, I'll probably stick around if it's in Vegas.
Right.
Opposed to almost anywhere else, you know, what other teams really have that luxury? You're right. No, that's a really good point.
Yeah. All right. We've talked enough about the Raiders.
Yeah.
I don't know why we did that, but
never again.
Yeah. I will say, okay, so we have the draft coming up at the end of April.
Yes.
And with that, I'm sure we're going to do some, we don't know what, but we'll do something special for that. Maybe we can swing something like a Thursday night draft recording after the draft and try and get it up right away. But the draft goes for, again, 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I think they do round one on Thursday and then 2 and 3 on Friday and then the rest of the pointless draft on Saturday. But, yeah, I don't know. I do know that I know the first thing that we're going to talk about when we talk about Bronco news is going to be Colin Kaepernick. But Mike Kliss just reported that Dax Prescott will be visiting the Broncos next week. So this quarterback controversy, even if we get Kaepernick somehow in the next 24 to 48 hours, I don't think it's going to be over until, what is it, that first weekend of September?
Uh-huh.
So
where's this one at? Chicago? Something like that?
Chicago was last year.
Oh, that's right.
I don't remember. That's a good question. And from what I understood, it was not that cool in Chicago. No, it's back at Chicago again.
Really? Because, yeah, that's right. Because last year it was like the first time in like 40 years or something like that.
Right. Yeah, that it wasn't in New York. Yeah, it's back in Chicago. That surprises me. I don't know why Chicago.
Yeah, it's kind of central, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think because of like all the Patriot hate. I think people want to keep away. And the Jets are non-existent right now, so.
Right.
But, I mean, so are the Bears, so I don't have no idea, dude. That makes no sense.
Right. No, I totally agree.
We already said the Bears are the new Raiders, so.
Well. Oh, yeah, let's talk about Kaepernick.
Yeah.
So here's where we are with it all. The catch for all of this to work is that Colin Kaepernick has to want to win more than he wants to make money.
Sure.
Specifically, was it $4.7 million? And if that takes place, we'll probably end up giving them something or someone.
Yeah.
The idea of Mark Sanchez has been floated, which is really, really funny, because Mark Sanchez is right now, this week, holding a QB camp with all the Broncos, well, not all the Broncos wide receivers, but DT and Emmanuel Sanders, I know that. And actually Trevor Siemian is down there as well. I don't know how the Broncos afford this.
I have no idea either, man. You know, we've got such tight cap room right now. We definitely would have to get rid of, I don't know, at least Sanchez. Is it official? Like, he said he's not taking a pay cut? Like, he already, like, came out and said that's not happening?
I can't tell yet. But
there's,
just
like,
in
a lot of weird reports, a lot of, like, close source says.
Right.
You would think, man, for your career, if you're planning, he's still a young guy. What is he, like, 28?
I don't even think he's that. I think he's 26.
Okay. So he's a young guy. Like, he's got a lot of career left ahead of him. Why not go play for a team that could actually produce something for you?
Right.
Wants to use you. Hopefully you could stay healthy enough through a season. So you take a little bit of a cut. I don't know. 49ers, do they have extra money to throw around to cover this? To get whatever we could give them?
They do, and that's the thing is, like, if they're able to unload him, and somehow that's the like him restructuring his contract is the best of all scenarios.
Yeah.
Because the Broncos are able to afford him, he will most likely be in the position to at least think about starting. And then you also have to think about the 49ers. They don't want to have a player just sitting on the bench wasting money, basically.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm looking at the Broncos cap space, and I think it's $1.1 million that they have left.
Okay.
So we haven't tackled the Ryan Clady issue.
Yeah. Well, they already offered him $7 million, right? And he said, so far it's been no.
It's just been silent, yeah.
Yeah. And so we're assuming if he says no for sure, or he says, I'm not going to take a pay cut, we got to convince San Francisco to give us $7 million, essentially.
Right.
Give him $7 million to go away. And then that's not including bonuses and stuff like that.
Right. And so, I mean, I think I would want John Elway to do my taxes for me if he gets on this, because I don't know how he's going to pull this off, man. Like, maybe he has some sort of accounting degree that I don't know about, but to think that he can pull this off and still be, like, the thing that stresses me out more is that, okay, yes, we can let Mark Sanchez go. And if Ryan Clady is somehow able to restructure, or something happens along those lines, if we free up money, like, do you know where that money is going, Sean?
If we free up money?
Yeah.
I would assume to our quarterback position.
After that.
Oh, probably running back?
No.
No?
The biggest priority after this quarterback thing is going to be Von Miller.
Oh, that's true. We have his long-term deal, huh?
Right. And we have to get it done this season. You can't hold off. Like, it's already bad enough that we've held off this long.
Yeah.
And I think over this offseason, we will see a spike of, like, an extra $2 million to keep him. So we're looking at $21 million a year, you know, I think, somewhere right around there, to keep him. And, I mean, I don't mind paying him that much, but
he didn't make enough from Dancing with the Stars. What's going on here?
God, is he even still on that?
I don't know. He was at the Country Music Awards last week.
That's what I think of when I think of Von Miller is country music.
Right? Me too. He was like in the dudes in cowboy boots and everything.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Blowing my mind. Dude's just living it up. I guess while you're on top, you gotta enjoy it, right?
Right.
Yeah, take advantage of it. I get it. He's worth it. He's phenomenal. But, I mean, we gotta get a quarterback, right? So what was Mark Sanchez? He's like 4.5?
4.5 exactly, yeah.
So if we get rid of him, we're still shy a little bit.
Right. And then there's this news today, and I know we're kind of skipping ahead, but just in terms of money, there was discussion of Ronnie Hillman being re-signed.
Sure. And Norwood was re-signed.
Right. Norwood, I don't mind, but, oh, man, you know how I feel about
there's no
Ronnie
reason
Hillman.
To get Ronnie Hillman. Easily could be replaced by a draft pick.
I don't get that, man.
Easily. Yeah, I don't get it either. Especially when you're struggling up against such a tight cap right now. Like,
right.
Unless he's coming back for, like, peanuts, which maybe he is. I guess if he's cheaper than the base salary for a draft pick, like a 12th round draft pick, then I guess.
I was reading something. And I did figure out how we can make more space, more cap space.
Yeah.
Get rid of Britton Colquitt.
Oh. That's
he's not making bad. $3.2 million. We get rid of him, Sanchez, and God, don't sign Ronnie Hillman.
Yeah.
That's like $10 million right there. More, definitely more than enough for Kaepernick. So then you add on that extra $3 million on Devon's. It's only 17, so we still got to cut somewhere else. Trimming the fat is not going to be easy on this team.
Yeah. Because
there is no fat.
Wish we could get DT to restructure his contract.
I think he would have to have another shitty year. Because then that would be That would be just be 2 years of shittiness, right?
Yeah, two full years of shittiness.
Yeah. I don't know how you don't after that, but, you know, Von Miller needs to be signed now. So, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to pull this off. I don't know how they can justify paying for Ronnie Hillman if we've already paid for C.J. Anderson.
Yeah, that's a good question, man. I don't know.
You just don't, I guess.
I can't imagine why you would. I think the biggest problem, too, with looking at our cap stuff, this year is one of the highest years we have to pay for DT. So his base salary is $13 million this year.
Right.
So next year potentially helps us. It's 8.5 is his base.
Right.
So he's taking a pay cut anyways. That definitely leaves some cap room for Von Miller, which is good, which is probably what they were planning on, realistically, looking at it now, because, I mean, that's still, I don't know, $7 million extra to throw his way.
It's Ryan Clady, man.
Yeah, it's got to be Ryan Clady.
I don't even know how you shop that around. How do you tell other teams, take this guy because he's too expensive?
There's a lot of people that need stuff, though, man.
He's torn up his knee, like, 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, DT's contract is
killing us this year.
Yeah, it's gonna kill us this year, and then
you better catch a fucking football next year. That's all.
Oh my gosh, no joke. Yeah, and I will say we have like one of the lowest dead cap space amounts in the NFL, which is great.
Yeah,
but I don't know. In terms of Kaepernick and our quarterback situation, I don't think it's gonna be solved with getting him. I mean, if we're the only team who's shopping or in the market for a quarterback, specifically Colin Kaepernick, there's no reason why the deal doesn't go through, but I just don't know at what cost.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's strange to hear all the you would think that he would take the pay cut. I get not doing it because it is your livelihood, and who knows how many years you have in the NFL. I know he did for sure. Showed up at the first team meeting for the 49ers, but that's just part of his job. And like you said, Sanchez is out leading quarterback meetings and stuff. So it's, you got to keep doing until you know otherwise. You got to keep doing your job. But overall, man, like, how do you feel about Kaepernick? Is it worth all the trouble?
I'm undecided on that. I think you can be convinced one way or the other.
Yeah.
I know with every time we've talked to Micah about someone like him in that position, Micah does not believe in the fact that you can, you know, re-coach or retrain someone in that position, which I get that idea, but I mean, you can't say, you know, never. I stand by that. I think he can be trained to be a quarterback, an effective quarterback in the NFL. But my problem is how long will that take?
Yeah.
And I don't know if that means, you know, I mean, there's just so many like variables right now. I just can't, you know, say one way or the other that he's the answer. Especially because we don't know what the draft will bring. We don't even know if the Broncos will be in a position where they can actually grab a quarterback, a decent quarterback, to start to develop into something or someone that could be long-term, as well as be be an effective quarterback. I'm tired of not having effective quarterbacks in the NFL, because then you end up with just a bunch of shitty games, and it's like the Browns mentality. It's like, let's just get the best guy that we think we can get, as opposed to really evaluating the situation and finding quarterbacks that are decent.
Do you feel like I kind of get the feeling, I don't know, maybe because our defense was so good last year, we're kind of taking the Seahawks route. Are we looking for just somebody to fill that spot? Not a phenomenal quarterback. We're not looking for Star Wars numbers again, but we're looking for somebody who's mobile, which Kaepernick fills that, who can throw the ball when he needs to, hopefully can continue to fill that spot. I just see a lot of similarities between us and Seattle right now, which didn't work out great for them last season. But
right.
Do you feel comfortable with – so if everything falls apart, we have to drop back to Plan B, Sanchez. Do you feel comfortable with that? Sanchez.
I know Micah thought I was crazy saying this, but I still think that this offense is still somewhat a plug and play.
Yeah. I agree.
I mean
– I think he could do just as good as – as
Brock. Yeah.
But yeah, I think he could just as at least as good, if not better. I think he's got more experience. Right. So I definitely agree with you on that point.
The only thing that I'm concerned with is, I mean, again, it's coming back to that idea that we're gonna have to, you know, teach someone something new. But I gotta say, and I think I put this up on our notes, that, you know, I asked the question, is Mark Sanchez actually a Bronco? Because he sure seems confident that he is.
Yeah.
You know, him having that quarterback camp, that's impressive that he's willing to take that chance and that step, you know?
Yeah, I think it comes back to you gotta act as if. I mean, he's fighting for his job just like everybody else in the NFL, so he's gotta show up and put 100% in every week. So I think he's doing that for sure. He's trying to show him he cares, and he's here for the long haul if they want him, and... I don't know if he's got enough clout to stick around, but I mean, I appreciate that from him, like to see that he's actually trying, especially in the face of like all of this Kaepernick talk. Cause you gotta know, man, like you have to know if Kaepernick comes, you're gone. Like there's just no way anybody looks at the numbers. I can't imagine that happening.
Right. Well, and the fact that Kaepernick's been here twice over the last 2 weeks, I think that means something too. But, I mean, I think Mark Sanchez, because he's older now, he has the right mentality that, you know, he's not just holding a quarterback camp. He's holding a basically like a resume review, because
yeah, that's true.
His deal does not indicate that he's the starting quarterback of the Broncos.
Yeah.
It just means that he's a quarterback on the Broncos.
For sure.
And that can change in any minute. I mean, what's really funny is that if this goes down and we end up giving the 49ers Sanchez, he's back with Chip Kelly.
Yeah, for sure.
Right where he was last year. And so, I mean, anything's possible. I mean, we had Peyton Manning come here and play for 4 or 5 years. Like, that's incredible. Like, literally anything can happen.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. If anything, that's what we've learned from all this. And watching them win the Super Bowl and the way that they won it and the controversy with our quarterbacks. Yeah, dude, like anything literally can happen. And I'm excited to see what happens. I agree with you. I think Sanchez could be a fine B option if that happens. Kaepernick, Nick, I definitely agree with you on that he could learn from being in this organization and step up. I don't know. I'm nervous.
Sean, don't be nervous.
I'm nervous.
I don't want you to be nervous.
I'm so nervous right now.
I want you to know that it's going to be okay.
I got a whole summer of nervousness ahead of me.
That's what you do. We both do, yes. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'll come back to it, Sean. And Elway, I trust.
Yeah, I agree, man. Oh, hold on a second. Looks like Micah's here. Hey, Micah, how you doing? Oh, my name is Micah.
There we go. There it is.
I just wanted to say that it's so disappointing that we got rid of the Brock Osweiler.
Yeah.
I just wanted to throw that in there because we all know
that's
what happened.
Can you give him a box of Kleenex?
I did.
That way.
He's crying right now. But it happens. Moving along, though, some other similarities we have with Seattle. I brought this up earlier. So Sports Authority, currently, if you guys aren't from Denver, I don't know why you're listening to this podcast, but I guess maybe you live outside of here. Our stadium, Mile High Stadium, is actually called Sports Authority, owns the naming rights to our...
Wait, Sean. In Denver, and you and I are natives.
Yeah.
It's Mile High.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what it's been for the last, since 1961.
Yes, 100%. But that's not the case. That was another stadium. It was torn down. We have a new stadium.
Right.
Like every other team in the NFL, they sell the naming rights to the stadium as a giant billboard. And it's been named a few different things. It was Invesco Field at first. Then Sports Authority bought the naming rights. Sports Authority went bankrupt recently. So they're probably not going to be able to keep the naming rights any longer. So we're up for a change. I think they always call it like Invesco. What are they? It's like Invesco Mile High at Invesco Field is what they call it.
That's what it was originally when Invesco bought. Yeah. Originally, there was Invesco Field at Mile High. Now it was Sports Authority. And now, dispensary.
Yeah, now a local dispensary, the biggest one in Colorado, called Native Roots, has put their name in the hat to buy the naming rights for the field or the stadium or whatever you want to call it. So it'd be called, like, I don't know, Native Roots at Mile High Stadium or something like that.
I think that's what that's the intent, yeah. Yeah,
and probably a big emphasis on the high part. which I don't care, man. Like, it's fine.
Okay. This can get really political.
Sure, totally.
And just so the fans know who don't live in Denver or Colorado and haven't been here since marijuana was legalized, it's not the Wild West. Like, not, you know, all hell hasn't broken out here in Denver. I will say we've had, what is it, 500,000 people move here in the last 2 years.
It's true.
And home prices are through the roof.
Yeah.
And the economy is thriving, and I can't confidently say that it's because of marijuana, and neither can local news people. So I think it's more technology and stuff like that. But
we will say, I mean, granted, whatever your position on medical marijuana or recreational marijuana, it has also generated like millions of dollars in tax revenue for our state.
Well, and not just tax revenue, but also just revenue, period, because...
Totally, yeah.
It's become an industry.
There's a business in Colorado that dispenses drugs that has enough money to buy the naming rights to a stadium.
There you go. That's perfect right there, yes. Yes.
That is in line with an investment firm and one of the largest sports stores in the country.
Right.
So, yeah.
And sports franchise.
Yeah, for sure. So, they're definitely making a ton of money here. They're definitely bringing a lot of... I guess commerce to our state, whatever it is. I don't really mind. I used to have a really big problem because we, like Eric said, we grew up and our original stadium was Mile High Stadium. And it was like, that was what it was called. And so when it changed, everybody got really salty about being called Invesco and we were selling it. But everybody does it now. So I don't really care what the name on the outside of the building is, as long as they upkeep the stadium. And if that's what it costs to have a great stadium to go to and watch a game and, maybe they'll put a dome on it. Ooh, we could be at the Hot Box Project and have them
there
put a
dome
on the
Super Bowl Hot Box.
Since we live
now
in Colorado and I have no idea why we have one of the newest stadiums that has no dome on it and we live in a snowy state, but whatever.
I did appreciate, Sean, that you said that you were more concerned with the fact that we have to keep the name Mile High as opposed to the fact that marijuana is legal here.
Yeah,
and a marijuana like dispensary is going to buy the naming rights.
Don't care.
Don't care at all. Yes,
us. Obviously we don't care.
Right.
But if it benefits our team, that's great. As long as they keep the name Mile High, which probably more than any other company buying, it's going to keep Mile High, right? I mean, like you said.
I couldn't imagine that they would lose that one.
That's probably why they're going to buy it. So, all right. Well, we talked about the Broncos cap room and everything that they have. They did re-sign Norwood. Good call, bad call?
I think it's a great call. I don't remember the number, but it wasn't outrageous. And the thing that I think of is someone finally posted an article about Emmanuel Sanders and his longevity as a Bronco, and him being 30 now becomes problematic for him, not for us, but for him. And so one of the ways that the Broncos can possibly pull off the Kaepernick deal, as well as Von Miller, and keep, you know, guys, is something that they've done, and we just talked about this, and that's restructuring contracts. That's like the Broncos' number one thing that they do, is they restructure contracts like crazy, and that's how we've been able to build a team. You know, we're not the Browns where we go out and we draft the number one quarterback every year for 20 years or whatever it is. We restructure contracts. And so I think if that Emmanuel Sanders wants to stick around and be part of this squad, which obviously Jordan Norwood is one of those guys where he could be targeted, you know, one of, I would say, four solid receivers that we have consistently targeted, then I say keep him. And I think that also keeps whoever a quarterback is, it keeps them, I guess you can say, not unlimited, but not limited to the ability or to the possibility of finding different receivers open at different times, because we have such a wide array of wide receivers that we can use.
Especially if we want to get rid of Cody Latimer.
Yeah.
But so we would still have, we have Fowler. He's still around.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Norwood, a great option. Emmanuel Sanders said he's getting older, but he's still got a lot of gas in the tank.
Well, Sean, okay, think of it this way. Who was the one wide receiver that you were most disappointed in last year?
Oh, DT, 100%.
By far, yeah. Right? I think that means something.
Yeah, for sure.
If the guy who is the number one or supposed to be the number one receiver is the most disappointing, and all the rest of them seem to be like rock solid,
yeah,
then I think that I'm fine with signing Norwood.
Totally agree.
What about the Omar Bolden deal? What does this tell you? Does this tell you more about the Broncos or the Bears or John Fox?
Probably more about John Fox, I would guess. I mean, there's definitely people who are going to fall to the wayside when you're trying to find cap room for the stars on your team, and you're still
right.
You're just going to fall to the side. There's no doubt about it. Like I said, Chicago isn't the new place where Broncos go to die. And it's just another instance of that, unfortunately. What do you think?
Well, I'm looking at the Bears cap space, and they have a lot of money to spend. Right now they have $23 million to spend, and these guys that they're buying, that they're basically getting from us, Danny Trevathan, cost them about $6.5 million. I forgot they still have Eddie Royal on their team.
Yep.
I forgot about him. Let's see who else they have. They got Mitch Unrein from us. He's less than $1 million. I don't think they have the numbers on Omar Bolden yet, but I couldn't imagine it would be much. I mean, they're getting B players from us. Danny Trevathan is the only notable exception of all the guys that they've taken from us.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that. Let them have the B players. And I think, again, it comes down to, you know, in a way we trust, because he's the one who's been able to orchestrate the relationships that he's got with players, and he knows who to pick. I mean, that when it comes down to it, that's just what it is.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely a guy whose main duty to last year was punt returns. I think we could definitely find somebody to fill that void. Sanders has definitely done pretty well at that. There's a whole list of guys that we could. I think he's been, I don't know, how old is he? He's like been in the league 5-6 years, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
So yeah, I agree, man. I think losing our B players is just it's just par for the course right now for where we are.
And I almost think that's just, yeah, exactly. I was just going to say that. I think it's just how the game goes.
Yeah.
I'm fine giving up B-rated players. It's those A guys, the Von Millers and, I guess, the DTs.
True. All right, man. Well, that was good. Should we wrap it up?
So let's wrap it up, Sean.
Wrap it up.
When you give someone a gift, you wrap it up.
Wrap it up. So here you go, guys. Here's your gift. wrapped it, put a bow on it. Hope you enjoy it. Like always, if you guys would subscribe and rate us on iTunes, we definitely appreciate that. We just want to thank you guys. I mean, it's off season and our numbers really haven't dropped off that much. So there's a lot of you guys still listening. We definitely appreciate that. It means a lot to us, and we'd love to hear from you guys. Even to the point we're actually looking for fans that we want to interview with and interact on the show. We want to bring you guys on more often. We'd actually like to maybe even set up calls with some of you guys. So if you guys are interested at all in being guests on our show, or just want to talk to us on Twitter, we always love to hear from you guys. The best way always to reach us is on Twitter. You can reach the show at Crush Report, and that's at CRUSHREPORT.
That was really good. I couldn't spell like that.
Yeah, I was reading it actually while I said it, so it's okay. You can reach myself at Sean H. Porter. You can reach Eric at
Eric D. Munoz.
And you can reach Micah at VagRejuve99. But yeah, reach out to us on the Crush Report. Eric's really active on that, definitely in the season, a little less in the off season. But he's always putting up really interesting things. And like we said, we want to have you guys come on. We want to interview you. If you're at all interested, reach out to us. We would love to have you guys on here. We want to hear you guys' opinions of these things. We also have a bunch of other ideas that we want to do. We want to reach out to other podcasts that do some similar stuff like us. If you're listening and you do a podcast for maybe another team, like the Raiders or whoever, Chicago Bears, you want to defend me calling you guys the new Raiders, reach out to us. We'd love to, you know, hear what you guys are thinking, how your season's going, how your off season's going. What are you guys thinking about the Broncos right now? What do you think about your team right now? Definitely reach out to us. We want to hear from you guys. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. Definitely appreciate it.
Go Broncos.
Go Broncos. Unfortunately, Mike is not here. He's getting the vaginal rejuvenation done.
The Bears are the new
Raiders.
Raiders. Yeah.
No.
Oh. I know we got some Bears friends, so.
Yeah. It's like this. It's like that.
That noise, please make sure that noise is on the outtakes there.